at 7:30 on 7. 2CH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, a few weeks ago, I heard you talking about Mayan coffee. Please explain.
Yes, well, there was a long queue at the Rocks Coffee Festival outside the Guatemalan coffee tent, and they were serving coffee that's made with chili, and I think just a little bit of chocolate was added to it. It was very popular because it was a very cold day. Now, the tea version of that, which I've always adored, is chai tea, C-H-A-I. That's become very, very popular now.
I have had it once or twice and loved it, yes.
Oh, yes, look, the first time I tasted it was in India, actually, at the Taj Mahal Hotel in Bombay, or actually Mumbai, as they now call it. Oh, it was absolutely divine. In fact, I don't think I've ever really been able to make it as well as the one at that particular hotel. It's actually made with black tea, and it has cinnamon in it, ginger, cardamom, star anise, nutmeg, and cloves. And you add, they actually put condensed milk in it, which I think is very fattening, but you can add warm milk and sugar and stir it around, and it really warms you up on a cold day.
That sounds like a lot of work for a cup of tea.
Well, I guess you could start your morning with English breakfast, and you could pass your afternoon with Darjeeling and spend late nights with jasmine or chamomile. I mean, the variety of teas available now is just extraordinary. In fact, I went to a tasting at the tea centre in the city the other week. It's in the Glass House there in King Street. And they've got a few sessions coming up in September and October to advise people about teas, and they've got the most extraordinary range. I think they've got over 180 different varieties. It's astonishing. So on Saturday, the 22nd of September, they're doing a tasting of green teas, Japanese green teas and Chinese green teas, and giving a brief history and mythology and a talk about it. And in October, they've got a talk on oolong tea. Oolong tea is a white tea which comes from China and Taiwan. So very interesting. And in fact, I mean, you could go in there and you could ask them to mix up a brew made specially for you. After all, that's how Earl Grey tea came about, and the Prince of Wales tea, something of a status symbol for those 19th century gentlemen to have their own blend of tea made specially for them.
I have to tell you, my mother would be astounded. She grew up in an era of the Randy, there was Roba tea or Bushel's tea.
Oh, yes, I know. And the most popular, of course, is the black leaf tea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm a Dilmah man myself.
Yes, I love Dilmah too, indeed. But I would suggest going along to the tea centre to learn more about all the different varieties available. And as I said, Saturday the 22nd of September, they're having a session. And to accompany your cup of tea, I've got a really delicious tea cake. It's a raisin and walnut slice. And this recipe was given to me a few years ago by a woman down in Mildura, Joanne de Blasio. And she makes it with olive oil. She's of Italian heritage. So she makes it with olive oil and sugar, and it has eggs, milk, flour, lots of lovely freshly grated lemon zest, and it's got walnuts to it and the raisins. Absolutely divine. So that goes really well with a cup of black Assam tea, I would recommend.
And that recipe is on your website,
yes,
which
is SheridanRogers.com.au.
Nice to talk to you.
But all